The building's quite empty. The whole of the BBC have gone to Texas for some loving, Richard. Talking to Richard Armitage here, and one of the great joys of this job is we have researchers that run around digging interesting facts up. And I noticed you have down a rock singer down on your spotlight.
Where did you find that?
It's your internet spotlight actors form.
Is it?
And it's music and dance, baritone, cello, flamenco, flute, very high standard, period dancing, and rock singer.
Rock singer. Yeah, I think that's probably a little fantasy of mine. I've never actually done any rock singing, but if I do sing, it kind of, it would be that style.
Really? So what do you listen to out of interest?
I've got quite an eclectic taste in music. I kind of listen to cheesy pop for the gym. I listen to, I like Keane, I like Franz Ferdinand, and then I've got, great interest in a lot of classical music, Mahler, Mozart.
Because you obviously play, if you flute at high school, cello,
not so good anymore, but I'm kind of trying not to annoy the neighbours, basically.
Now, when you played Lee in Cold Feet, that was the last series, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cold Feet. Gym instructor, and you did a lot of stuff in the pool, but you can't swim, or you don't swim very well?
I'm not a great swimmer. I have a kind of fear of water, which comes from something that happened when I was really a kid. I kind of fell into a duck pond in my pushchair. So I just, for some reason, I have a fear of water. But
I can understand why if that happens, yeah.
But and when I kind of saw that he was a swimming instructor, I sort of thought, well, okay, I've got to, get over the fear. And it turned out that he was what do they call it when they kind of teach pregnant women how, aquarobic-y thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I went and did some research in a swimming pool with loads of pregnant women. Which was...
I bet you made their day.
Yeah, it was kind of entertaining. But I didn't actually get in the water.
Did you not?
No. No, I kind of stood on the edge sort of, strutting around. So I didn't actually have to swim or dive. So that was a good thing.
So can you actually swim?
Yeah, I can swim. Yeah. I'm just not great with, really deep water.
Because you look, and obviously the girls know this, but you look super, super fit. You look like you'd swim the ocean if you wanted to, compared to my little pot-bellied, twisted frame. My precious. Now, many, many questions that have come through from listeners. At the very top of the list is, what are you up to now, next? When are we going to see you?
I'm actually rehearsing. The BBC are doing 4 adaptations of Shakespeare plays, and they're kind of giving them a contemporary flavour. It's in a similar way to they did the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
I'm playing Macduff in their version of Macbeth, which is set in a kitchen of a Michelin-starred restaurant. Sort of a la Gordon Ramsay.
See.
So it's pretty anarchic, and it's going to be quite exciting. I'm off tomorrow to do some research at La Gavroche, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, my character is actually head waiter, so I've got to sort of study the front of house stuff, so that should be interesting.
How bizarre. And anything else?
After that, I'm going on to a project which has a working title of The Golden Hour, which is about the... there's a team of trauma medical people that go out and fly to extreme trauma cases and, if necessary, perform serious major surgery in the street. I think they only really exist in London, and they've been around for about 10 years, so... That's, they're going to be a 490-minute a portrayal of, their lives.
And is it true that before all this stuff happened, that you ran away to join the circus? Is that true?
I didn't run away. Well, I suppose I did. I went to Budapest to get an equity card, because that was at the time when you needed an equity card to work. So I just finished at my school in Coventry and... went off to Budapest for 6 months.
Because I studied drama at university.
Yeah.
And I have a funny feeling this was kind of the sort of kind of avant-garde-y sort of drama-y, circus-y thing that you had to do.
It was like a movement theatre type mime group.
Did you feel... Honestly, just the two of us, did you feel quite silly doing it some of the time?
Yeah, ridiculously silly.
I felt absolutely.
Yeah.
They made us dress in black leggings.
Yeah.
And you're probably too young to remember, but not the 9 o'clock news. I think it was not the 9 o'clock news. Rowan Atkins used to stand there sometimes and go, "My body is my tool."
Yeah, in black tie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And once
horrendous.
You saw that, it scarred me for life. which is why I don't do any more acting.
I'd like to see you do that. I think it'd be very amusing.
One of those things like, go and be a tree. And you think, okay, well, I'll stand rooted like a trunk and wave my arms in the air like a tree. And they go, no, feel the tree.
Yeah, no, you still have to do that. Yeah, I think I broke a tree in Regent's Park when I was at drama school being a monkey, because I actually thought I was a tiny little monkey, and obviously I'm not, I'm 6'2" and quite heavy, and I got up a tree and the branch snapped, and we got into trouble for that. So.
Okay, last word before I let you go. I've heard your name, I've heard a lot of names linked to James Bond, and I've recently been told that most of the names that are out in the public domain are wrong, but yours has just come very recently to my ears. Any truth in that?
No.
Not at all?
I think, you know, there's a bit of a queue that I would have to go to the back of for that. It would be nice, wouldn't it? But no, no.
Do you know what? I have the privilege of sitting opposite him, ladies, and I can see it. I could, actually. I really could.
Thank you very much.
I wish you the very best of luck, Richard.
Cheers.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Best of luck. And as we know, North and South coming out on DVD. When's the date again?
11th of April.
Buy them if you haven't seen it.